Hola y bienvenido a Planeta Acela. I'm your host, Veronica Vilsky, and we are here talking to Leslie Lotina from the USA. Leslie attended our schools in Mendoza, Argentina, Santiago, Chile, and Viña del Mar, Chile. Leslie, bienvenido y gracias.
Hello. Nice to be here.
Good, or we're glad you're here. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I'm a 61-year-old woman. I live in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, with my husband and my dog. I've got two grown sons. My youngest one just graduated from college last year and moved out of state for his first job, so it seemed like a wonderful opportunity for me to indulge my travel bug and go learn a little Spanish.
Did you have any concerns about going to study Spanish abroad?
You know, I love travel, and I was not concerned about traveling by myself. I knew I would take some precautions being a woman, in, especially in Santiago, since it's a big city. But my concern was I'd never stayed with a host family before, and my sons have both had those opportunities, and they said to me, Mom, if you're going to go to try and learn Spanish, you've got to stay with a host family. That's the way to do it. That's the way you'll really be immersed. And so they sort of talked me into it, and I thought, I'm not sure how comfortable I am living with some other family, especially at my age, and thinking, would I be, trapped into spending more time with them than I wish, and what would they, you know, what if I don't like them or they don't like me? Mm-hmm. And that turned out to be completely ungrounded fear. I had two beautiful homestays with wonderful people that we kind of interacted at times, and I did my own thing at times. It turned out to be a wonderful experience, and I'm so glad I did it.
Excellent. What were the ages of the families with whom you stayed?
One family was a woman with two daughters in their early 20s, and there was one other student staying with her in her home, which turned out to be fun, too. And then the other family was a single woman, older woman, and that turned out to be a great experience, too. She actually, I arrived at her home on the day that she had a couple friends over preparing for her 75th birthday party.
And, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, within a couple hours, her home in Santiago was filled with probably 30 relatives and friends, all speaking Spanish and wanting to talk to the gringa about, you know, what do you think about Santiago? So it was quite a fun immersion experience.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. A way to jump right into the culture and the language,
yes,
too.
Yes, definitely. But it was fun.
Good.
Yeah.
So I know you said you have a travel bug, but why else did you want to learn Spanish specifically?
Well, I don't use it for work. I'm a part-time family therapist. I really don't use it for my work. I certainly could use it just in speaking with people in general, because there's so many Spanish-speaking people in North Carolina, and I've got family in California.
Mm-hmm.
But mainly I had studied French in high school and college, and had always wanted to learn Spanish, and so much of the world speaks Spanish that when I travel, I really prefer to be able to talk to people in their native language rather than be the tourist who relies on somebody else having learned my language.
And,
and I also wanted just the stimulation of learning a language. That's always just fun to me, to kind of push myself a little bit.
Good. How did Acela classes compare to other educational experiences you've had?
Well, I really lucked out. I didn't actually know much about Acela per se. I was searching online for programs that would sort of fit my time needs and where I wanted to go, and I thought it was such a wonderful program, and when I got there and experienced the fact that all the professors were very well versed in they were all very good teachers. They used the same materials in all three places, so it was a very continuous kind of experience for me. I picked up where I left off in each city, and they just seemed to be very good language teachers. I learned the language much faster than I have in some little community classes that I've taken just over the years.
How long were you in each city?
I was only there a week in each city, unfortunately.
Okay.
Yeah. And the drawback to that, I think, is there's some wonderful excursions and things offered to students, and I took advantage of a number of them during the week, and I mm-hmm. was able to take advantage of a couple of them on the weekend, but some of them I missed because I was traveling between cities. And so some of the things, like a day-long trip up to Aconcagua, the mountain up in Argentina, that would have been mm-hmm. wonderful. There was a horseback riding trip outside of Santiago that would have been wonderful, but I missed out on those because of needing to travel.
How did you travel between the schools?
I use local transportation. I use buses, metros. The people at Acela were really helpful to me whenever I had a question about what's the best way to get to from Santiago to Viña. Mm-hmm. How do I get myself to my homestay? They were really very useful. I went ahead, since I was traveling by myself, and had a transfer from Mendoza Airport to my homestay and a transfer from Santiago Airport to my homestay, just to take some of the anxiety out of, landing in a city and not speaking Spanish very well yet, and how do I get to a particular suburb or a place where the homestay is.
Yeah.
That I'm glad I did. It would have been easy to use the public transportation, and a lot of people did to get to their homestay the first time, but I just chose to use the private transfers those two times. Otherwise, I just used buses or walked, and I love exploring cities on foot. So after classes, I would often just wander.
So. Oh, nice, and find just whatever you could find there?
Yeah. Sometimes there were other students that felt like wandering with me. In Mendoza, there was quite a big group of us that we went out to lunch several times. Lunch meaning, late after our classes were over, and sort of lingered over it for a couple hours, which was really very fun.
Yeah.
And Viña, the same thing. There was a group of people that we would just catch lunch together or go down to the coffee shop and talk. So. Very interesting group of people. I did have another concern, thinking that I might be at the older end of the age range, and turns out that there are just a whole variety of people and from all over the world, and that was really fun for me too. So there were students who were just out of college, and there were retired people and everybody in between. So I really enjoyed that aspect of it too.
Yeah, that is. What other countries were represented?
Let's see. Germany, Sweden, Canada, Australia, France. Trying to think of the people I hung out with, and those were the main ones.
So did you speak in Spanish a lot with the people that you had lunch with?
Most of the time, because that sometimes was our common language.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that is really cool.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah. So what kind of foods did you try that you really enjoyed?
Let's see. So each place that I went, I sort of just wandered and tried different restaurants that the Acela professors or directors recommended. We had mm-hmm. a wonderful place in Mendoza called Anna's Bistro that we went as a group, and then I went back on my own because the food was just really wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And what else? The empanadas that the staff would serve for the welcome lunches were really good. We had a great barbecue one night at the Mendoza program. They had a patio with a barbecue pit, I guess you'd call it. And the students and the teachers and some of the homestay host families were all gathered, and we barbecued and just hung out one evening. That was a lot of fun too.
Yeah, that would be.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you said you took necessary precautions since you were a woman traveling alone, but mm-hmm. how in general did you feel about all the schools' locations, safety-wise?
I was pleasantly surprised by their locations. Not only were they in places that were easy to get to and from, but they were centrally located, and they were quite obviously in safe locations. The one place that I didn't do as much wandering was Santiago, just because it's a big city. But I wouldn't have done that on my own in any other big city that I didn't know. I went with my host family and some of her friends out one night, and I went with another student out one night. But I pretty generally wore myself out during the day anyway, so I wasn't looking for a lot of nightlife. Found more of it in Viña del Mar because I happened upon a yearly music festival, and so I did wander around there in the evening by myself and felt quite safe.
Yeah, oh, that'd be really cool.
Yeah, it was really nice, and it was fun to see the excitement about. They took the main street and put these big grandstands up, and people came early in the day and staked out their spot, and then all these celebrities, I guess they were famous people that I'd never heard of, but they paraded down an actual red carpet, and the women were all in, you know, very fancy gowns, and people were screaming and yelling and trying to get their autographs, so that was quite fun to see.
Oh, that would be fun to see.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody that I knew, but everybody else seemed to know them.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah.
So looking back, do you think there's a type of person that might not benefit from a Spanish immersion program?
Might not benefit. Well, I think you really do need to want to do some studying with it because it comes at you so quickly and intensely that I did spend some time every day studying it and trying to absorb it. My vocabulary grew just enormously. And I actually found that the first week it was hard to sleep because I think my brain was working so hard. So I think if you didn't want that kind of an experience, it would be pretty intense because you do learn a lot. And going from a grammar to a conversation class or the other way around, you know, it's a lot of information to take in. But that's what I wanted. So I guess if somebody wanted more of just, you know, wander through a city and go to museums and enjoy the local culture, that might not be the right thing for them to do.
That's a good point.
I did meet some of the students there. There were, in both in Santiago and in Mendoza, there were some students who were traveling through South America and spending a couple months doing it and had decided to take a week or two of Spanish. And so they were then taking a concentrated week in the midst of their travels, and that seemed like a fun way to do it, too.
That would be, yeah, because then you could ask the questions, too, that you've kind of picked up along the way.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
How much time would you say you spent on homework or studying the materials every night?
I probably spent, it varied depending on what the topic was and if I had any familiarity with it. If I didn't, I probably spent a couple hours.
Okay.
And I'm glad I did. I kind of slacked off in Viña, which was my third week, and I would have liked to. I would have gotten more out of that last week if I had put a little bit more study time on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. So did you talk to any friends or family back home during your program?
Oh, yes. Frequently. Did I talk with them? I guess I didn't talk with them on the phone, but we Skyped and we used email. The schools had great internet, great Wi-Fi. The homestays had great Wi-Fi, so that was never an issue.
Oh, good.
So I kept in touch with everybody. I took down a little iPad with me and just used that as my way to communicate with everybody. Or to send pictures, let everybody know what I was up to.
It's fun to share.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Have you incorporated any new routines or traditions at home after coming back?
Well, I've made all my friends and family try different kinds of foods, and I've tried cooking a few different things with varying success. But probably the biggest thing that I did was I enrolled in a weekly Spanish conversation class just to try and keep my skills up and to push myself forward a little bit. So that's probably the biggest change.
One last question here. Do you have a favorite or memorable Spanish word or phrase?
Ah, I thought about that one. And I love the word chiquitita, which I heard a number of professors use, sort of like this endearing little ones. Like sometimes they were talking about their children, sometimes they were talking about a girlfriend, and sometimes they were referring to the group of students that they were kind of teasingly saying to this, come on along, you guys, you know, let's get going. Like if we were on a subway, somebody was taking us to a museum or a you know, culture center as a group. So I thought that was a fun word. It's just fun.
It's fun
to say. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
No. Well, I would urge them to go on the Bikes and Wine tour if they ever get a chance.
Mm.
That was really fun. Get
okay.
on a bike and go to different wineries and olive oil distributors. When I was in Mendoza, that was a wonderful tour. It's just a fun way to see the countryside. It was a fun way to get to know, you know, the other students and the directors. So that
yeah.
That
and was that a day long or was that after classes?
It was a day long one. So that
okay.
was yeah. That was
that would be very fun.
Very worthwhile.
And the weather was beautiful then?
It was, although actually I hit some rain in Argentina,
okay.
so I wasn't able to hike up the mountains, which I'd hoped. Other than that, the weather was great. I was there in February, which was summer
okay.
for them, so it was, you know, skirts and sandals and shorts because it was hot.
Yes, but, and humid.
And humid, yes, but I yeah. enjoyed that. It was good.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, muchísimas gracias, Leslie. It has been lovely speaking with you.
Well, thank you. I would highly recommend Acela. I think it was a great program, and I'm hopeful that I can go back again next year.
Good. Where would you choose?
Well, I think I would probably go back to Mendoza, and
okay.
Then I may try the Buenos Aires one. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.